Hello, is it lunch yet? No? All right. Just a few minutes. Today and tomorrow is all about IoT, Internet of Things. And I'm not going to talk to you about things, because you know them, and you don't know them even better than I do. Instead, I will show you the internet we have for those things. Because if you think about it, it's only logical. Microsoft has ever been famous and infamous in creating software platforms. Windows is a platform. Office is a platform. And now our biggest and shiniest platform is called Microsoft Azure. And I will show you how you can take the IQRF device and make it all the way to Power BI and to see results and make decisions based on data and information. And the reason why this is interesting is because there are a lot of things you really don't want to do. You don't want to build infrastructure for your IoT solution. You just want to take the device, program it, and then analyze the data. And what's in between? None of your concern. Because there are four challenges you will need to face. And the first one is you need to collect the data. Let's imagine we are building a smart city together. You need to add some sensors to streetlights, and there can be hundreds, thousands, even millions if you take multiple cities. Millions of these sensors, and you need to collect data from them. And the data is pouring in fast. It's really millions of signals each second, pouring in, going, never stops. You need to have an infrastructure with large throughput. You need to have an infrastructure to manage those devices. So this is the first challenge. The second is you need to process this data. You want to know when and how you want to turn the lights on or off. You need to count some averages. You need to process the data that comes in and create information out of it. And then once you have this information, you want to analyze it. You want to know, is this the right time to turn off the lights? Is this the right time to turn it on? And after that, you may want to close the loop. You want to direct the device and make it do what you want it to do, such as turning the light on or turning it off. And I will be really specific now, because this is what Microsoft offers for this, process. First, there's the device. It's IQRF, it's whatever sensor you may like. But then we can go to, let's say, Windows 10. It really is Windows 10. It's called IoT Core. It's for free. It's a special embedded edition of Windows 10, built especially for small devices such as Raspberry Pi, which are headless. And it's still Windows, so it's secure. There's MDM built in. You can manage it. You can manage it using System Center. And it's still Windows. So you can build applications using the Universal Windows platform. So the same application which runs on a PC, on a Windows Phone, on Xbox, even on HoloLens, will run on Raspberry Pi, for example, on Windows 10 IoT Core. Of course, if you use GPIO pins, they are not on the phone, they are not on Xbox, so it will just gracefully shut down. So it's Windows 10, and then we're going to the cloud, and the main hub to collect all data is called my Azure IoT Hub. In Azure IoT Hub, you can manage millions of devices. You have 1,000 lamps? All right. You have 100,000 of lamps? All right. You have millions of them? No problem. It can scale up and scale down however you need. It can also manage registrations. It can also push firmware updates back to the devices, keeping them secure and keeping them up to date. And then there's the processing part. And the service I will show you today is called Azure Stream Analytics. It can take all the data that gets poured in into IoT Hub and process it basically in real time using SQL-like language. Do you want to know the floating average of the data for the last 10 minutes? No problem. Just write the correct statement and you will get it. And again, tens of millions of signals every second. No problem. And then you want to see it, you want to analyze it. And that's where Power BI comes in. And Power BI is a business solution for business intelligence. You can create dashboards and charts, and it looks very nice. And I will show you actually how it looks. And then you can close the loop, and you can use, again, IoT Hub to command your devices. Now, my great colleague Jan, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, prepared a demo. This demo consists of a Raspberry Pi running Windows 10 IoT Core, universal Windows application, which is configured to command 5 IQRF nodes. And those nodes we spread across our building and let them get some data about temperature. And this temperature is getting into Raspberry and then getting into Azure. And that's the part I will show you in a second. So we're using the Raspberry as a field gateway. Then there's IoT Hub as a cloud gateway. And then there's Stream Analytics and Power BI. And I would be repeating myself. And instead, I will show you how it looks and how it works. So let's get started in the Azure portal. This is the main management portal for Microsoft Azure. You can see all your resources here. You can create new ones. You can create Linux virtual machines, Windows virtual machines, websites, mobile backends, push notifications. There are around 50 services. But instead, we created a little demo. We created an IQRF resource group, which doesn't look very well on this resolution, but we'll manage. And inside, you see there's the IoT Hub, there's Stream Analytics job, and some other services. The IoT Hub is very simple. You just click New, enter a name, and that's it. That's created. Inside this hub, we have registered one device. It's the Raspberry Pi. So this is one device. This is the field gateway. And you can imagine this field gateway can be one per city, one per street, one per factory, or two per factory. I don't need to explain it further. So this device was registered into the hub. And it's at the S1 standard tier, which means it can handle up to 400,000 messages per day. And that's for one unit. You can have up to 200 units. If you need more, you can have more. So if you do the calculation yourself, it's a lot of messages. Right now, we have more than 5,000 messages in there. It keeps going in. And let's have a look at something more interesting, more technical. This is the streaming analytics job. If you remember the image, it was Raspberry, IoT Hub, Stream Analytics, and Power BI. So this is the third part. And in here, we specified input, outputs, and the query we'll be making with the data. Input is very simple. It's just connected to the IoT Hub. So everything that comes from the IoT Hub goes directly to Stream Analytics and is being processed. And this is the configuration. There's no code. It's just configuration. Then we set up two outputs. One is for Power BI, and I will show you in a minute what Power BI is. And the other is to SQL Server. So just for our other users, we are saving everything that comes in to SQL Server, which is also hosted in Azure. So it was just a matter of configuration. And now let's have a look at the query. As I said, it's a SQL-like language. It's not exactly the SQL language you use in the SQL Server, but it's SQL-like. So it's very familiar, very legible for humans. And we see now we're getting the gateway ID and gateway name, which is the Raspberry Pi. And we're getting node ID for each of the nodes and the temperature they're reporting. And we're saving it directly to SQL. It's raw output. And then we're getting gateway ID and gateway name. There's the same information. Node ID does the same information. And average temperature. And the average temperature goes in tumbling window of 15 minutes. So every 15 minutes, we're getting the average for the last 15 minutes. So that's the logic of this analysis. We have another job, which is a little more complex. I won't be doing any more detail about this job, but I'll just show you the query so that you can imagine. In this case, we're detecting extremes. We're trying to find out if, for example, there's an open window, which would cause the temperature to go up and stay in this extreme. Extreme is something which differs from the regular average. So now we're deciding if the extreme is bigger than 10 Celsius degrees. And if so, we want it to appear in Power BI. And the outputs are the same. And the result looks like this. This is a customized dashboard. It's been customized for larger screen, so I will have to scroll a little bit. But here I can see that the temperature is fine for the most of the time. But there are two cases, two edge cases with some extreme. So I can go deeper and I can have a look at the chart, analyze it, and it's live. You can see it moving. This is a different view. This is the distribution of extremes among the nodes. You probably don't see it, but these are the nodes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And just because it's nice and it's interesting, we simulated geospatial data. So if you have information about the location for your sensors, you can then plot everything to a map. So here we can see that Prague in the city center is warmer than at the outskirts, and the same would apply to Písek or Plzeň or other cities. And this is just a sample of a visualization. If I was brave, I would show you how you can use natural language, but I won't do it. But yeah, this is highly customizable, and this is the output of everything. If you wanted to know more, these are some resources. I'll be here today, so feel free to come to me, talk to me, give me your business card, and I'm ready to assist you and connect you with other colleagues who are specialists in IoT and Azure. I'll let you take the picture. And that's it. Thank you very much.